watch over me as I seek to impart his good news. You will have noticed that in both last week's and today's People, there is a reminder that Advent is a penitential season in which it is entirely appropriate to make your confession. Advent is also the season where, as we prepare to celebrate and commemorate the birth of Christ, we must hear and heed the call to repentance. It is a life-giving call, a call to examine ourselves and to cleanse our lives. Today is the second Sunday of Advent, a time of preparation, a time when we look forward to remembering the coming of Christ at Christmas, much like Lent, of course, a time then to remember his death and resurrection at Easter. Advent is a season I enjoy for a couple of reasons. Firstly, there is the excitement and expectation of Christmas. But a second one, liturgically for me, is that the Advent Gospel readings, as today's has, gives me and us more an insight into the life and ministry of John the Baptist, my favourite prophet. If we were to judge John the Baptist as our first impressions of him, at least judge him on our first impressions, peace probably would not be the first word that would come to mind. He was a wild prophet. He dressed, we are told, in clothing made from camel's hair. He lived on locusts and wild honey. And when it came to the Pharisees and the Sadducees, his language likely left something to be desired. Those two groups, the Pharisees and Sadducees, were two of the leading Jewish religious, political and social movements of the day, and their members enjoyed considerable privilege and prestige. John's call to them to repent was a call to them to stop perpetrating the systemic injustice that they heaped on the rest of society. In other words, to stop using their positions of power to exploit others. The actions that caused John the Baptist and during his ministry, Jesus, to call them a breed of vipers. The gospel extract from Matthew that we heard a few minutes ago represents a change from preparing for the second coming, which was the theme of the readings we heard last week, to preparing to consider the significance of the first coming of Jesus. John the Baptist spoke of the coming of God in the person of Jesus, the presence of God with us in human form. He realized and stated that his work was only the beginning of the process. He was the forerunner. The climax would be in the birth of Jesus. John's appearances, diet, etc., were those of a prophet. Many saw John as a returning Elijah. He was out of place. He wore different clothing. He ate different food because he was a man set apart, because he was a prophet set by God to prepare the way for Jesus. And he was a prophet living at the time that Jesus came to us in human form. John's message is as relevant for us today as it was for the people of his time. If we are to follow Jesus, we have to also, to a degree, set ourselves apart, giving testimony to him, to live with him. Advent is about remembering and celebrating Jesus' first coming while doing what we need to do to prepare for his second. So the message for us today is that if we are to receive the miracle that was John the Baptist's message, we have to go to the wilderness just like the people that then had to go to the wilderness to hear John the Baptist's message. For us, the wilderness is any place where we can become absorbed in God's powerful message. For many, it may be the quiet solitude that comes in sitting and just sitting in God's presence here in this wonderful church. For some, it may extend to feeding the hungry, giving water to the thirsty, clothing those in need. John's message is that first we have to have a change of heart, and secondly, that our actions have to reflect genuine changed hearts. It means changing our attitude and changing the way that we treat others. When John the Baptist called the Pharisees and Sadducees vipers, he was referring to their self-righteous, holier-than-thou attitude. They didn't do anything more than the law required when it came to how they treated the poor, the widows, orphans, and those just down on their luck. Their actions did not reflect what they said. If we're truly repentant, turned to and tuned to God, our words need to be reflected in our deeds, which in turn will lead to peace in our heart and soul. In achieving that, we can each of us transform our lives into missions that show God's love and mercy to what seems more and more a lost and a hurting world. John's message urged us to think about our lives in a new way. We can prepare for the kingdom by simplifying our lives. We need to slow down, often hard to do in a fast-paced world, especially at this time of year when there are so many gifts to buy, so many Christmas events to attend, and so many family members and friends to visit. We need to make time to worship with all our heart and mind, not just in body, with our hearts and mind elsewhere. That was the domain of the Pharisees and Sadducees. We need to shut off the autopilot and make room for a word from God. My definition of Christian ministry is revealing Christ in word and in action. But for people to see Christ in us, we must see Christ in them. So when we give food to the hungry, refresh the thirsty, welcome the stranger, clothe the naked, care for the sick, we do it for God, and we do it in His service. So as we continue our Advent journey, my prayer is that we do our part to transform the world through being beside God and through ordinary acts that assist others. Spoken in the name of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit.